Verse 22. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. Because he had previously been quite stern with them, he restores their spirits. As he had said before in, "We are co-workers with God," and with many other phrases had consoled them, so here too he says, "Everything belongs to you," dampening the arrogance of the teachers, showing that they are not bestowing any favor on them. Indeed, they should be grateful to the others. Because their current state was for the benefit of the others, indeed, they had also received grace. But understanding those who might wish to boast, he prevents this disease too, saying, "As God gave to every man, and God provided the growth, so that neither group would become prideful as benefactors, nor the others, on hearing once more, 'Everything belongs to you,' become arrogant again. For although it was for your benefit, everything was God's doing." And I want you to notice how he has consistently made assumptions in his name and that of Peter.